ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 करोति वाचालं सम्भूलं गायते गिरीङ्गीपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुकृतादिनां परमानन्दमाधव श्रीचैतन्यविश्वनारायण नमस्कृत्ये नरञ्चय गुरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं दासं क्षत्रभ्यः चापि माविधि क्षत्रज्ञां शापि मा विधि सर्वक्षेत्रेषु भारत
सर्वक्षेत्रेषु भारत
क्षेत्रक्षेत्रज्ञयो ज्ञानम्
क्षेत्रक्षेत्रज्ञयो ज्ञानम्
यत्तज्ञानम् मतं मम
क्षेत्रज्ञं
चापि मा विधि सर्वक्षेत्रेषु भारत क्षेत्रक्षेत्रज्ञयो ज्ञानम्
क्षेत्रक्षेत्रज्ञयो ज्ञानम्
यत्तज्ञानं मतं मम
यत्तज्ञानं मतं मम
Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila H.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 13, text 3. O Sayana Bharata, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies. And to understand this body and its knower is called knowledge. That is my opinion. Report by Srila Prabhupada. While discussing the subject of the body and the knower of the body, the soul and the super soul, we shall find three different topics of study: the Lord, the living entity, and matter. In every field of activities, in every body, there are two souls: the individual soul and the super soul. Because the super soul is the primary expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, Krishna says, I am also the knower, but I am not the individual knower of the body. I am the super knower. I am present in every body as the Paramatma, or super soul. Unquote. One who studies the subject matter of the field of activity and the knower of the field very minutely in terms of this Bhagavad Gita can attain to knowledge. So I'll quiz you afterwards. Who was able to remember the points given here? Since Prabhupada said it should be studied very minutely. The Lord says, quote, I am the knower of the field of activities in every individual body, unquote. The individual may be the knower of his own body, but he is not in knowledge of other bodies. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present as the super soul in all bodies, knows everything about all bodies. He knows all the different bodies of all the various species of life. A citizen may know everything about his patch of land, but the king knows not only his talents, but all the properties possessed by an individual citizen. Similarly, one may be the proprietor of the body individually, but the Supreme Lord is the proprietor of all bodies. The king is the original proprietor of the kingdom. The citizen is the secondary proprietor. Similarly, the Supreme Lord is the supreme proprietor of all bodies. The body consists of the senses. The Supreme Lord is Rishikesha, which means the controller of the senses. He is the original controller of the senses, just as the king is the original controller of the activities of the state. The citizens are secondary controllers. The Lord says, quote, "I am also the knower," unquote. This means that He is the super knower. The individual soul knows only his particular body. In the Vedic literature, it is stated as follows: Kshatrani hi sarirani bhijam chapi suvasuve sani veti sayogatma tata kshatragya uchate. This body is called a kshatra. And within it dwells the owner of the body and the Supreme Lord, who knows both the body and the owner of the body. Therefore, he is called the knower of all fields. The distinction between the field of activities, the knower of activities, and the supreme knower of activities is described as follows. Perfect knowledge of the constitution of the body, the constitution of the individual soul, and the constitution of the super soul is known in terms of Vedic literature as jnana. That is the opinion of Krishna. To understand both the soul and the super soul is as one, yet distinct, is knowledge. One who does not understand the field of activity and the knower of activity is not a perfect knowledge. One has to understand the position of prakriti, nature, purusha, the enjoyer of nature, and Ishvara, the knower who dominates or controls nature and the individual soul. One should not confuse the three in their different capacities. One should not confuse the painter, the painting, and the easel. This material world, which is called the field of activities, is nature. And the enjoyer of nature is a living entity. And above them both is the Supreme Controller, the Personality of Godhead. It is stated in the Vedic language, in the Sreta Sutra of Upanishad 1.12, Bhokta Bhogyam Praditaram Chamatva Sarvam Proktam Trividam Brahmam Etat. There are three Brahman conceptions. Prakriti is Brahman as the field of activity. And the jiva, individual soul, is also Brahman and is trying to control material nature. And the controller of both of them is also Brahman, but he is the factual controller. In this chapter, it will also be explained that out of the two knowers, one is fallible and the other is infallible. One is superior and the other is subordinate. One who understands the two knowers of the field to to be one and the same contradicts the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who states here very clearly, I am also the door of the field of activity. One who misunderstands their vow to be a servant is not in knowledge. There are different kinds of bodies, and there are different owners of the body, because each individual soul has an individual capacity for lording it over material nature. There are different bodies, but the Supreme also is present in them as the controller. The word cha is significant, for it indicates the total number of bodies. That is the opinion of Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushana. Krishna is the super soul present in each and every body apart from the individual soul. And Krishna explicitly says here that the super soul is the controller of both the field of activities and the finite enjoyer. Hari Om Tatsat. So what is the chetra? Who can say? The body.
Field of activity body.
The body which is field of activity. And what is chetragya? Raise your hand. You recognize. Yes. Nor of the field. Who is the nor of the field? Two knowers of the field. One is the individual soul, and other is the super soul. What's the difference between the individual soul and the super soul?
Individual soul is the master of the body, whereas the super soul is the master of all bodies.
Master or knower?
Knower.
Super soul is the master. What is the individual soul trying to do with the natural nature?
Enjoy.
Raise your hand.
Lord it.
Trying to lord it over. Trying to control.
Example is given the
head.
Example is given the head. Example in the last words that
my bird is enjoying the food of the food of my mother. The bird is witnessing the bird enjoying the food. So who are the two birds? Husband and wife. Who are the two birds?
One is Atma and the other one is Paramatma.
Which one is the Atma?
The bird is enjoying the fruit of the tree. The other bird is witnessing
the super soul. What's the other bird super soul waiting for? Why is he witnessing? What's he waiting for? You know? Yes, waiting for the individual soul to look back and begin to relate with the super soul. It said here there's three Brahman conceptions. What are the three Brahman conceptions? That's not the terms we use. Surah 1 doesn't say body specifically. That's Prakriti. Prakriti is Brahman and as the field of activity. And field of activity is body. Jiva, individual soul, is also Brahman, is trying to control the material nature. And the controller of both of them is also Brahman, but he is the natural controller. That's why in the Bhagavad Gita, men or women are both called Purushas, which is in masculine, which means controller, enjoyer. Because everybody in this material body is trying to enjoy the body. Whether it's a male body or a female body, everyone is trying to enjoy the body. Here in Melbourne, are there any people in the city that are trying to enjoy their bodies? But everybody in the whole material world is trying to enjoy or trying to control the material nature. But the material nature is very vast, and so it's difficult to control it. But the actual controller is Krishna. So he says, I be a shivana mayama 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 mayama. And who, but this material nature is my divine potency. It's very difficult to overcome it. Whoever surrenders unto me, I cross them over it. Because individual souls were locked into this material body, and we're only conscious about our particular body. We're the knower of our field, namely the body. If an insect bites me, I feel it. If it bites someone else, they feel it. If an insect bites three in their eye, I won't feel it. He'll feel it. But if you see some insect biting, you might anticipate that this is how it will feel, but watch out. Don't worry, there's no mosquito. Too cold. So, we don't know what the other person is feeling in their particular body, but Krishna, to the super soul, he knows what everybody is feeling in all their bodies. That's why he's the Supreme Lord. He knows everything we're thinking, everything we're doing. Not only in our particular bodies, but in the animal bodies, and the cats, and the dogs, and the rats, and the insects, and everybody. That's a lot of information. Because we're only aware of what's going on in our particular field directly. That's why it's so difficult to know what somebody else is thinking. What they're feeling. Body, everyone knows the owner of the body, their self. But in conditional life, we don't even know the self, we just know the form. So self-realization means to learn about oneself and one is about Krishna. Just a few days ago, I was giving a seminar to the university students in Cape Town. And the topic was how to experience spiritual bliss. So I explained to them that there's the self is the triangle, so in the Vedas as the physical body, which also includes the subtle body. And then finally there's the self, or the spirit soul. And how there's physical happiness and suffering, mental happiness and suffering, and then finally there's the spiritual. Sometimes someone may feel physically happy. Maybe there's something nice to eat. But if one is mentally feeling an anxiety because of something, a loved one is sick, this problem at the work, a suicide bomber just smashed into your building, or they announced over the loudspeaker that there's an anthrax danger, you might lose your appetite. And you won't be able to enjoy even if there's good food there. It's like that time you're mentally not feeling okay. So, or someone may be so there's different kinds of happiness. What people don't understand is the happiness that comes directly from the Brahman platform, from the spiritual platform. That happiness is something categorically different. Whatever happiness comes from the kshetra, from the field, is also the cause of unhappiness. You get attached to something. But then when you lose it, then you feel unhappy. If you're attached to something, you may be afraid of losing it, you get fearful. So in the material world, there's suffering and enjoyment. There's enjoyment as well as suffering. It's not one-sided. Chitoshna sukha dukkha. So, sukha and dukkha. Just like the changing weather. In most places they have the changing weather from spring to summer, to fall, to winter, and then back to spring. Or in India they have 60, two more additional ones. They have the misty season, and they have also rainy season, monsoon. So you have spring, summer, rainy, fall, winter misty. So here at Melbourne, they say you can experience all the seasons in one day. So the people living in Melbourne should be more expert about this changing of seasons. Sukha dukkha da. Right? Here there's quite rapid change of climate. So life is sometimes like that. We think everything is going all right, and then things suddenly change, and then we're suffering. Sometimes we're totally hopeless. We think there's no hope. Everything is suddenly like that. Some things change, and it's not so bad. This is the nature of the material happiness. It's always the transient. So the spiritual happiness is the eternal, steady. We may be the knower of this particular body now, but we don't know how long we're going to be in this body. We can be removed from this body at any time, and then we get a new body. Since here, according to our capacity to control, we get a particular body. Human being has a certain capacity to control. A king of human beings or a prime minister has another capacity. Right now, Australia is in the election mode. Who they're going to empower as the next prime minister and give that person the power to control for 5 years, 3 years, or 3 years, 2 years, 2 years, and give the final. So, but someone may, by their pious activities, they may be elevated to become a deva, like an Indra. And from hundreds of thousands or millions of years, somebody can control and hire them. Or someone, because they're very irresponsible, they may be given the body of a dog or a cat or some other animal to control. They can control their little body. Gigantic elephant body or something. They have their heels. The Prabhupada says here there are different kinds of bodies and there are different owners of the bodies. Because each individual soul has its individual capacity to learn and develop its own nature, there are different bodies. So, as long as we want to lord it over the material nature, then we're given a material body to lord it over. When we don't want to lord it over the material nature anymore, we want to serve Krishna. When we need a material body, then we should get a spiritual body. We can serve Krishna eternally. Material body is only for the people that want to lord it over the material nature. Ultimately, it's not our eternal position to lord it over the material nature. That's the condition we get. We're locked in this little prison of this body, and then we're struggling to control it, joined to it, for a certain term of time called the one life. And then when we're taken out of it, and we reevaluate it, and we get another body to start all over again, and it goes on. So long as we have the desire to enjoy the material nature, trying to control it, we have to get another body. But when we have a desire to serve Krishna, then we don't need a material body. We go back to Krishna. So the easy way that Lord Chaitanya recommended that we can engage ourselves in his service is through the process of Yukta Vairagya. We just take this material energy and use it for Krishna. Engage everything in Krishna's service. That's yukta, niyukta. That's a very natural way of renunciation. Artificially, we just try to stop our activity. It's very difficult. How can we stop our activity? It's really going against the whole flow of it. But if you continue the activities, but instead offer them to Krishna, engaging your thoughts, your words, your activities, your house, your family, your car, your living room, your kitchen, Krishna service. So that's not so difficult. Engage your body in Krishna service. to dedicate the different things we do with our purpose to please Krishna. So there's a saying in India language that sometimes you want to cut down a tree. The axe head isn't burned out. You have to also have the axe handle. And the axe handle is made from the tree. Right? So to cut out this illusion that we're here at Larkin trying to enjoy this body, if we use the body to serve Krishna, then everything gets transformed. It's like reversing the whole situation. And then one no longer gets entangled in this. We're controlling the body, we're controlling it in Krishna's service. Instead of trying to control it for our material enjoyment. So we use our body in Krishna's service. Then the natural happiness that comes from those different activities, even some of them may be material happiness, it's just not an obstacle. It's not going to be an obstacle for us. We know that we're locked into this material body for a long period of time. We're producing our body in Krishna's service. Body is consists of the senses, the supreme lord of Rishikesha, which means the controller of the senses. I am attracted to Rishikesha, Devanam Bhakti Rishikesha. By engaging our senses and the service of the lord of the senses, that's called bhakti. That's called the devotion. The other forms of yoga, they include other more drastic kinds of attempts to control the senses. But that's Lord Chaitanya, he specifically rejected those sudden and abrupt types of renunciation. He called it as Markata Vairagya. Markata means monkeys. Monkey renunciation. Monkey looks very austere, but a monkey is very it's not austere, well. Maybe they're naked in the jungle. But he may have 17 wives. And he gets eat as much fruit as he can get in here. So the monkey inside that. It just looks like they're kind of hermits or something, but they're actually quite enjoying hoops. So there's no advantage to just looking austere. Externally looking very austere, but internally having many desires. You want to have a desire to serve Krishna. Krishna, he holds very dear. Since he's the controller of all bodies, he's the knower of all bodies, he knows what we're doing, he's trying to serve them. And he's very pleased with that. So bhakti yogi, yoga, is not just some kind of external process, but it's a very internal change of consciousness. Because we're directly relating with Krishna, we're going to the very root of our whole existence. You can't fool Krishna. He knows everything. So we're even if we are not really advancing, at least be honest and say that this is my conditioning, I'm trying to get out of it, I need your mercy. Be very sincere and try the best that we can and systematic increase or through gradual process and trying to improve ourselves, our ability to serve and use our senses for Krishna service. But if someone tries to cheat Krishna, put on a show that this is how I am and actually there's something else, that you can cheat Krishna. I told a story about that Yogi Brahmachari, who came and wanted to see the kirtan of Srila Prabhupada. There was a yogi who was practicing his yoga meditation in the forest, and he wore as a cloth bark on his body. This is the new fashion here. Bark cloth. Pieces of bark from the tree strung together. Very crude type of bodily covering. So he came with his danda and his kamandalu, his stick and his water cloth, and he came and he wanted to see Srivas. And he asked Srivas, is it possible I can see the kirtan? So I want to participate in the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srivas said only that the devotees are allowed to participate. So then he begged, please, you know, I came all this way, I wanted to see the kirtan, but I can see it. So he's a brahmachari, he's an ordinary person. He'll be in my house and look through the window. So then my Lord Chaitanya came in the evening and all the devotees came, they were chanting for me in half hour, 20 minutes. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. But this can happen before Shiva's song is the mother-in-law was hiding under a basket. So then Shiva said, oh no, I have this brahmachari in my house cooking and I was doing it before me out once before my grandma. Mother-in-law was cooking, so now I'm doing my guest was looking in the window. He said, me the Lord Chaitanya, I have a guest in the house, so he's a brahmachari yogi and maybe he might be watching a big time. So then Lord Chaitanya said, bring me, who is this brahmachari? Bring him here! So they brought him, he came with the danda and the stick and the vagapad, matted hair, and his bark, swabbing, very austere. Then Lord Chaitanya asked, what do you do? I do Ashtanga Yoga. I do the eightfold yoga system. I meditate in the forest. I eat the berries and the roots of the forest. And the leaves that fall from the tree. So you are very austere. But what is the purpose of your being here in the city of Maldives? This is a bustling city with so many householders and business, and this is not the place for such a result. What are you doing here? I can tell you why you're here. You're here because you are not that really internally enough. You want to enjoy it. You're feeling lonely being in the country, in the forest. If you come here, then all being an austere yogi and all the grihasthas will want to invite you to their house and feed you all kinds of prasad. I know personally, I've seen this. The grihasthas do like that. They just want to feed the sadhus. So, Lord Chaitanya told them, you just want to come and be respected by these people, but they're not actually the announcers. These Vyasas that are here chanting Hare Krishna, they are more renounced than you are, because they're simply chanting, please Krishna, who you still trying to enjoy. So, therefore, you can't stay here in the kirtan. You have to go out. Show him the door! You take him to the door and put outside. And again they start to kiss. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Yogi was sitting outside And he was thinking that I really just got the sauce and I really got heavily chastised by Lord Chaitanya. And what he said is really true. I mean, I'm not really a renounced person. I'm doing all this appearances, but I'm not going to start boring the course for you. And I haven't developed the taste for the meditation. But I could see that these devotees were chanting and they're really renounced and they're very peaceful. And it was very exceptional, their whole system. So I like very much to really see that they're very, very special people. What I can't understand is that either I'm so unqualified and I'm such a fallen soul, somehow I was able to see the kirtan from the behalf of ours, and how beautiful Lord Chaitanya and how beautiful all these devotees were. I'm just overwhelming. It was a cause of mercy, I think. And then he started, this guy, feeling himself so fallen and so blessed to be able to see the kirtan, even though he wasn't. Inside the kirtan was going on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
The Lord Chaitanya stopped the kirtan and he asked, where is that yogi? He's outside. Yes, I know. Now you can bring him in. Now he's ready to join the kirtan.
Vivo!
So he was putting on this renunciate role, but inside he was having some desires. When he just took the humble role as such to serve the Lord and appreciating the devotees, he knew that he was accepted by Lord Chaitanya. So it's what we can learn is that for us, using our body in Krishna's service is an easy way, whether one's a grihastha, one's a brahmachari, grihetaka, bonetaka, sandhava, sarahari, bodhidaka. We should engage ourselves always in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare.
Take up the system of Yukta Vairagya, serving Krishna with your activities, or in your particular ashram, the circumstances may be different. Also, there is the house, or the family, and the job, so they were from that circumstance. Somebody moves in a renounced order, say, working in the ashram, they have to serve in that environment. So, whichever environment one is in, one serves Krishna according to that particular ashram. Krishna accepts that service. Hare Krishna. Any questions?
And so is it a case of maybe some guy who always turns to me or goes, what happens when you can't get into that situation?
Well, we said that whether you're a householder or whether you're a renounced, you have to lead a renounced way of life. Householder's way of life, and that's just some renounced. In terms of just what they deal with, renounced in the inner sense that they're losing everything for Krishna. They cook whatever they want to offer to Krishna. Cook whenever they want, and I'll move it. So if you're living in the ashram, there's particular times you take the sun up, times you go down, times you go down. So if you have to put a test by it, yeah. Definitely they're a little more renounced, or more spiritualized by it than people who are not efficient actually. But those have a different environment. So for some people, utilizing the material energy in Krishna's service is the easier way of renouncing than just through our state. In an ashram situation, a renounced person, they just have to abstain from anything. But that keeps their life very simple and free from any encumbrances, because the more things they have in the material world, the more they have to endeavor to maintain it. It doesn't come without restraint. If you have a car, you have to fill it with petrol. So, according to what particular nature they may choose, which ashram they can serve Krishna ideally from. As far as individual desires come in the mind, we learn to evaluate each of these thoughts. Just because a thought comes in the mind doesn't mean we have to own it. You have a choice whether you want to buy into that, or you want to reject it, or you want to somehow engage it. Someone may have a desire that they want to eat something. And maybe such a thing can be offered to Krishna, and we can engage that desire in Krishna's service. Or maybe that's something that we should eat, so we have to reject it. But some things are just categorically all reject, whatever our ashram situation. We deal with each thought and each that comes in the mind. We gradually learn to train the mind to only think favorable thoughts, thoughts which are acceptable to our Krishna consciousness. That's what yoga means, is to control the senses. In the main sense, there needs to be control of the mind. And the other physical senses follow the mind after that. Sometimes in the ashram, they can talk with some senior devotee and they get some advice about different thoughts. We have to talk to Prabhupada, senior devotees, or to go. Sometimes there's a thought that comes in the mind, and there's a way of dealing with that, so that we don't, just like Sanatana Goswami, his disciple wanted to go out and join a party in the middle of the night in the forest. So Sanatana Goswami said, okay, so where do you want to go? Don't go to the He said, no, but there's a party there, I have to go. He said, all right, you can go. But don't eat anything they give you. Put in the cost of being a banker. He said, why are they having a big party and they're dancing and music, and then they said, a few servers sat down and they're serving out nice vegetarian food. He didn't eat any. This is what the guru said, put in a handkerchief and tie it up in his pocket. Later on, he went back. In the morning, he got up. rules that govern the stream. Lord, there is a test of all this, and the reading of food has the food in the so let's see what that food was. You must want to cover over that and say there is bones, hair, flesh, stool. That was horrible. But those are all goats. Lord, that was festival during the night in the forest. And they just make everything look very nice. So it's actually all garbage from the past. So he trained his disciple by letting him experience that. We saw that, so he didn't have any more desire to want any parties anymore. So the health of somebody gets trained, sometimes maybe by experiencing it, but then maybe by just by explaining this is the way it is, don't go away. You know, as a brahmachari, you can get tips from senior brahmacharis or sannyasis, ask some details for brahmachari ashram, just the general devotional things for the anywhere, any senior devotee. So we learn how to deal, how to inform our intelligence that when we get attacked with materialistic thoughts, we can do them. We can drive those thoughts out of it, and push the conscious thoughts. Everybody is rated by Krishna point in their own situation. We respect all the Vaishnavas, whoever they may be, whichever action they may be. Social custom, we see that people who are living in the realms, ashrams are accorded more respect generally. But factually, it may not be that way. Maybe that even if he has this argument. So these are the people in the realm who are in the respect that he has for Vaishnav. And there's a mutual respect and cooperation between both. So he has to kind of deal with the emotional energy, but in a more hands-on manner than other people in the house who are free from that type of recovery. So, but if somebody is effectively utilizing everything in Krishna's service, then the world they're giving of the Krishna energy won't be an obstacle. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he was in the Rihasa, the one who takes sannyasa, the road long ago already, and the other. And the Jaya Jitsa Vairami, the other thing for Krishna. The Lord had his new name from the Kampa. But of course, like he has to, it's the Guru is everything in a very Krishna conscious way. That means they can achieve perfection. To what extent they're doing that, that's Krishna will be allowed to. So, Krishna is always the householder, so they get 50% of it, and then Krishna is still the Guru is an answer, but the answer is the Guru. Well, that's a small list of what they can do or what they can't do, what they should do for what they shouldn't do for. All these things are done under the guidance of the spiritual master of the scriptures. It's not just a most simple thing, but there's just some standards for what to do for how to do. If we did any charity, we should do it in the name of Krishna, we want to do some common thing.
The
that in the story of Shiva Thakur, Lord Chaitanya initially rejected Brahmachari, but Lord Chaitanya actually says that the more fallen you are, the more eligible you be to receive Krishna Prema. So initially he rejects and then he accepts.
He got the blessing. He gave the blessing to Advaita. But those who are very proud of their spiritual advancement, they won't give it to him. Because his brahmachari was very proud of his body, was very advanced, that's what he did to him. So he became very humble and desired it very, very humble and considering himself very prominent. So we have to avoid being very proud and then think to them about the very advanced. It's not that proud attitude. I'm very proud of it. I should get the blessing because I'm so fallen and I really want it. Not because I'm really advanced. We can add some more question and answers and we
can do the reception of the lunch. If anyone wants to use the rush for me to pop out, that would be a second. Yeah. Yeah.
So those are ones who have darshan, they can't have the deities, and those are very general question and answers. So, thank you very much.
Thank you.